It's Helping Hand, weekly feature on HBR1 stations airing Friday afternoons as part of our afternoon drive version of All Things Considered, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others in need. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you for listening. This week, we are learning about Aloha Harvest, a returning guest. We're privileged to have joining us again on Helping Hand. It's a nonprofit with a unique way of tackling food waste, supporting those in need of food. And there are a lot of ways that they could take advantage of support from the community, too, both in volunteering, donating food, and even ways to help that are being supported by local musician and philanthropist Jack Johnson. Aloha Harvest Executive Director Ku'ule Williams tells us more and returns today. Aloha, great to see you.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me again.
You are welcome. And first, in your own words, describe the mission and offer some background for Aloha Harvest.
Aloha Harvest is a food rescue program. So we rescue food from hotels, restaurants, catered events, food distributors, and then we deliver that food free of charge to social service agencies that feed the hungry and homeless on Oahu.
How many different places do you service with the food?
Oh, we deliver the food right now to about 178 social service agencies.
Wow. And that would be things like food pantries, that could be shelters helping with domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Transitional homes.
Transitional homes.
Food pantries with the churches.
So a lot of the places that you would think are offering food to those in need, Aloha Harvest is getting that food and then providing it to them to pass along.
Correct.
How is Aloha Harvest funded?
We are funded by grants. Up until 2 years ago, we were totally funded by private foundations, but we started receiving and submitting proposals to the city, so we were able to receive a city GIA grants and aid. So we're in our second year with that, and this year we're fortunate we were able to and approved for a state granted aid, so we're excited about that.
That's exciting. So most of the support comes from city money? Is that what I'm...
Most is still from private.
Okay, but, so most of it is private donations, mm-hmm. and then they're supplemented by some grants from the city and the state.
Yes.
Okay, so no federal money.
Not yet.
No. But with a program like yours, not going to be surprised they get behind it eventually. And just making sure my notes are good, 170 plus nonprofits that you're donating the food to.
Yes. Unfortunately, this last year, we had about 14 agencies lose funding. And so we lost some agencies, but fortunately, we were able to pick up some others. So we're still around 172, 78 agencies. So
is Aloha Harvest statewide or just in the Honolulu area?
Just on Oahu right now. We have a lot of requests for the neighbor island, but we've just been growing so much that I wouldn't have time to go to the neighbor island right now.
And you have a pretty big, on that note, how big is the team that you guys have?
We just hired another office staff, so I have 3 in the office with me, and we have 4 drivers.
And then you guys are supplemented by about how many volunteers assisting?
Volunteers range because they help with our events as well as in our office. And so I would say that we maybe 50 to 80 volunteers right now.
And then do they also help out in the warehouse?
We don't have a warehouse.
So when the food comes in, the food is going right back out, basically.
Right. So we don't have a warehouse and we don't charge anything. So what we pick up that day, we deliver that day directly to agencies.
So nothing ever gets stored?
Nothing.
Nothing is stored. So it's an office, it's trucks, and it's basically mm-hmm. getting the food from A to B.
Correct.
Is how it's done. For anybody who is considering supporting you guys by donating food, and to join the other organizations that provide food to you to then help out others with, what are some of the important requirements or technical details, both about the food itself that you would take and the logistics of its transport?
Well, with the food that we pick up from hotels, restaurants, and supermarkets and places, we all follow the food safe certification. And so we make sure that it's in their proper temperature and then it goes to our refrigerated trucks. If it's individuals that donating to us, like a catered event or a party or a luau or baby shower, anything like that, as long as the food is prepared in a certified kitchen, we're able to take that. But not if you're family potluck, because mm-hmm. we can't control those temperatures. And so all of my staff is food safe certified. And so we all have certification with the Department of Health to make sure that we're handling the food correctly. Where we're receiving it from, of course, they have that mandate as well. And so they are monitoring that and how long it's been out. And
so that's why it's only certified sources. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Do I have it right?
And our food distributors, we pick up from them for chilled and freezer, produce, staple goods. Yeah.
So the people that could help you out there who may be listening are going to be restaurants or retailers.
Mm-hmm, correct.
That have, and they would both, restaurants would all be certified.
Mm-hmm.
And and then the retailers who handle food to sell it to consumers would be certified.
Right.
So if there are any of those two groups that aren't on board, you'd like to hear from them because
we'd love to.
That would be the food that would work.
And for individuals, if they're having some type of party, as long as it's prepared in a certified kitchen, like a catered event. But we also take sometimes if people are moving off island and they have items that have been in their pantry, they can donate that as well as long as it's not expired or open.
So nothing that's been opened or that's expired, but basically store-bought food that's non-perishable, that's unopened and that is before its expiration date is all welcome as well.
Right.
And the transport of the food. So people who are interested in it, you guys, if it's a restaurant, a retailer, even I guess if it's someone leaving, all of the examples you provided, mm-hmm. do you guys come to those people to pick it up?
Yes, yes.
We in all of those cases?
Mm-hmm. Right. On occasion, someone might be in the area, so they'll drop it off mm-hmm. at our office, but it can only be like non-perishable things because we have a small office.
Right. And so perishable food, though, can be donated. It just has to be. It has to be from certified kitchen, whether it's a certified source, whether it's a mm-hmm. retailer or a restaurant. But obviously, an individual can't donate perishable food. An individual person at their house or whatever, it would have to be non-perishable items.
Actually, if it's still good produce or if it's freezer and the dates on this items are still good, like meats, we can pick that up. Our drivers would be able to pick that up. They would just need to call our office and we would schedule a time for our drivers to pick that up.
Okay. So as long as, so that means it was certified by whoever they bought it from.
Correct. Yeah, grocery
I get it.
Store.
I get it. And then the flip side of the logistics for a food pantry or someone who wants to help out the needy, lots of examples. I don't drive, so I don't know if every community has the severity of examples that in Honolulu has, but there's a lot of examples of needy people around. So
correct.
If there's an organization that is interested in coming on board, being one of the 170 plus, anything they need to know to be part of it, to be a recipient of your donations?
We actually have an application for our agencies, and that can be found on our website. There's also a criteria for receiving, so they have to understand that they can't sell it, mm-hmm. That they accept it as it is, because a lot of times we have like cases of maybe something that has 12 in it and maybe 3 of them have been used. A lot of that would be from our food distributors who are trying to get people to purchase the food. And so they're doing sampling.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they've opened a case, they can no longer sell that. So we can take that. And so they...
Other requirements?
Other requirements would be that they would just sign that they understand that. And then I do a site visit for them and make sure that their program, what type of program they have, the clients that they're serving, and also what were their greatest needs, if they're like just snacks or if they serve a hot meal or...
Right, because food's different.
Like
I get
right.
you. Because sometimes it's just, it's food that people take away and it's mm-hmm. it's not cooked food. Other times it's they're preparing a meal.
Right, they can warm it up. They have facilities for that and
So that's all that's involved. They go to your website, they get the form, and then from there you would do a site visit afterwards.
Correct.
To anybody who would
apply. And the other thing I do a site visit is to make sure that our trucks can get in there safely into that location because we have a lot of narrow streets or if the ramp is really steep. And so we try and make other alternatives that we can if we're not able to get directly to their door. One thing I'd wanted to share too earlier when we were talking about the types of food that are donated and our agents, our food donors, the biggest question that we're asked is what is the liability? And there is no liability because of the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Law. And there's still people that aren't aware of that, but there is no liability for the donor or the recipient as long as it has been donated to a nonprofit. And so that people put people at rest that they are protected by that. November will be 18 years old, and in that 18 years, we've never had a claim or a lawsuit or anything. So our donors as well as my drivers, and make sure that we check and make sure everything is great.
No, it sounds like it. And I mean, you guys have a stellar reputation, and that's good that you point that out, because you don't want that to be a something that disincentivizes someone from participating, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I assume. You said how many drivers, I think, but how many trucks do you guys have?
We have 2 16-foot refrigerated trucks right now. We were fortunate to be the beneficiary of Empty Bowl Hawaii 2017, and they raised over $40,000 for us at that event. And we are going to be putting that money towards a purchase of a new van, an extended van, refrigerated van, because we have quite a few smaller events that maybe happen on the weekends or the evenings. And instead of pulling our big 16-foot trucks out, we would to use a van. And then also if we have an overload and our trucks aren't able to get it to all of our stops, my staff would be able to jump in that van as well and help the drivers.
Do you have and could you use more mechanical or maintenance support for your vehicles?
Yes. One of the things that I am struggling with right now, of course, if we bring on another vehicle, we would need another place to park it. And right now, where we are parking vehicles, it's secured, but we've been having cost increases on that, and which for a nonprofit is affecting our budget.
And so you need parking.
Parking would be great, but if it could be in a secured place or...
secured parking would be good for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a way, I guess you're saying, that. So it sounds like you've got mechanics and it's more of a parking thing that you could use, or am I reading that wrong?
No, you are reading that right. That is one need that I've been kind of looking at. Our trucks are sanitized every week because it handles food storage inside there. And then our trucks are getting older. They're 5 years old now, and so things are starting to break down, and so they're having to have more services done. So our maintenance is always increasing as the trucks get older and older.
So if somebody out there was willing to do an in-kind donation and do maintenance or mechanical work on the trucks as a way to support Aloha Harvest, which obviously that'd be a huge way of supporting, or do any level of that kind of thing to help the vehicles, you'd be into hearing from them.
We would definitely be into that. We've had a company donate tires, and that would be awesome.
That's what I'm talking about, that sort of thing. Any kind of, so it just puts a seed in people's mind if they can't donate a whole vehicle or whatever, but maybe if they could help fix it or donate parts.
Anything helps.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Well, that's good. We put that on here, so... and parts and maintenance. So that's a good one. You guys are teaming up with allatonce.org and Jack Johnson, who a lot of artists who have a lot, there are a lot of artists who do give back, and sometimes it's stunning and sometimes you don't hear about it. Sometimes people don't, but Jack has definitely done that in a lot of different cases, and he's done it locally, he's done it when the tsunami thing happened in Japan. I mean, he's just lots of times he's just set a good example by using his talent and his celebrity and his own, the money that he makes, towards good things. So you guys have hooked up, you're giving people even more ways to support your efforts with this partnership, and that is through September 1st, but also ahead of these local shows that are coming up soon on August 4th and 5th. Talk about the ways that people can harness that to do good.
We're excited to partner with Jack Johnson and Kokua Foundation again this year. We've been partnering with them probably about 5 years now. They've supported us financially. The last concert that Jack was here to do, we were actually a part of that. We rescue all the food after his concerts. This year with All at Once, it's a new thing for us. We are actually one of the agencies that nonprofits that has been selected by Jack Johnson and the Kokua Foundation to be a part of that. And we will have a table that those evenings at the event, so people can learn more about Aloha Harvest and give learn ways of sustainability and being really locally taking care of our aina. And then, of course, we get to hear the concert and then pick up the food excess after that they're having.
And there's some sort of match, too, right?
Yes, the All at Once program is for the agencies that have been selected to partner with them for this event. They will be matching up to $2,500. So Aloha Harvest is encouraging people to support us through the All at Once campaign. And there's a link on our website mm-hmm. that you can connect into that and designate that money towards that. So all the money we raise for that, they will be matching up to $2,500.
So that's a pretty big deal. So you get it at least gets you, it doubles $2,500 worth of donations.
Yes.
So anybody considering, and that would be you donate online at the portal, also at the shows, or just can you?
I'm not sure about at the shows, but I think if you come to our table, you still can make a donation at our table. Yes.
Right. Well, that would make sense. And then other resources that you need that we haven't mentioned, other things that when you think about the audience or just your, you know, you've mentioned some good, real challenges with the parking and good tangible examples of like the tires. That's a fantastic mm-hmm. example for people to think, oh, I could donate the following kind of thing. So could be volunteer effort, could be board people, could be anything. You know best. You're in charge yes. of the place, and I'm sure you see a lot of challenges. What else can we do?
I'm glad you mentioned the board because I do have a board of directors, and there are 10 on that board right now. We're looking for probably about 3 more board members. So we are interested in anyone who's interested in helping with Aloha Harvest and have some expertise that you would bring to the table. We'd be interested in meeting with you and hearing from you. And then also because we are dealing with so much poundage on a daily basis, the average we're picking up over 6,000 pounds a day. In 2016, we ended that year with over 2.2 million pounds of food rescued and kept out of our landfill. And because of that, we have pallet jacks and we have hand trucks in our trucks. And because of the condensation, of course, rust is a lot faster. And so there are times where we have to replace those items as well, the hand trucks, and they have to be heavy duty to be able to carry the weight of the products that we're picking up. And our pallet jacks are hydraulic controlled. And so the condensation does get into that and affect the rusting of that as well. And so we're always looking to that if anyone has
industrial strength hand mm-hmm. trucks, pallet mm-hmm. jacks.
Yes.
3 people for the board.
Yes. Yeah.
Other things that come to mind?
We're always looking for financial support because it takes a lot to keep this operation going, and we keep growing. Every year we just keep growing. So we actually have food donors calling us now where we have had to go out and seek them and get them. But now they're actually calling us, and we're really thankful for the partnerships out there.
And speaking of partnership with 50 to 80 volunteers, a lot of companies out there who maybe really appreciate what you're doing or even have a few employees who do, the employees can come together with that company,
right.
make themselves a small team that says, hey, we are from the so-and-so company. We'd love to help out. What could we do?
Yes,
you'd love
we're always
call.
Open to that, yes, because we have a couple events throughout the year that we actually have volunteers come mm-hmm. and help with us. And then we also have things in the office if someone wants to help with admin. UH students have been great to come in for that. We have an employee from Central Pacific Bank that she's just fabulous, and she comes in and helps with admin. So we do have various things
a lot of levels
going on. Yeah,
lots of things you
yes.
can do, being at concerts to... to providing parking spaces.
Yeah, that's right.
we have lots of needs here. Yeah. And here's how you can get in touch with this great organization. It's alohaharvest.org. Truly innovative approach to food. 3 tons a day. 3 tons a day. Just in the Honolulu area, food that would have gone to the trash is actually so safe and good that it's certified and protected, and it gets recycled. 3 tons a day. And you think of all the people in need. That's just a great, it's a feel-good thing that you're doing over there.
Thank you.
info@alohaharvest.org to send an email if you've got an idea, you've got some tires, you got a mechanic, you want to help out, parking spot, whatever it could be. You can give them a call, too, 808-537-6945. and the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests are all archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. We talked about a bunch, but perhaps something has occurred to you, young lady, that we need to add to that. Is there anything?
No, just that we appreciate all the support and the partnerships of everybody, and we appreciate HPR and all of your support and getting the word out for us.
It's fantastic. It's Aloha Harvest and Executive Director Ku'ule Williams back on Helping Hand. Really appreciate having you here and always look forward to seeing you. Good luck on the whole Jack Match thing that's going on.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your help.